You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky?
I have a dream that white people and black people and even Chinese people can gather together without getting different checks.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Hold the Line, presented by the AMP Radio Network. I am your host, Frodius. Welcome to it. This is a new show. We are going to run an experiment. And of course, this is a betting show, folks. So we are just giving you ideas on how to bet. We're giving you the lines. Please bet responsibly. Tonight, I have the pleasure of being joined by the gambler himself, Showtime from Tennessee.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away,
walk away,
know when to run,
know when you
run. Well, welcome to the first episode of Hold the Line with Showtime from Tennessee. How you doing?
What's going on, brother? Well, you know, anytime there's a fight going on, basically excited. It's a pretty good weekend of fights with the UFC going on tomorrow and, you know, Bellator going on tonight. So, yeah, this is Christmas for me. You know, anytime there's a couple fights going on the same weekend.
Yeah, and as we were talking about off air, we saw a really nice knockout by a gentleman making his pro debut called The Slaughterhouse. And we were talking about that he did have a nice KO, but it looked like he might have been getting a little gas. Let's be honest. Showtime, let's be honest.
Yeah, you're right. Because the other guy was hurt, but he did a good job of basically getting in the clinch. And they both just sat there. It seemed like they both was tired. The other guy was trying to recover, and he was just trying to, I guess, recover from, you know, from throwing all those punches. He had a big following, too. That was you know, I know that was a lot of excitement for a local guy. You know, 25 years old. Making his debut to win like that, that was exciting.
Absolutely, man. And you know what? It was his pro debut. He probably had a big adrenaline dump, all the lights and all that shit. Anyways, let's get into explaining. I explained it a little bit off the top, Showtime. This show basically is going to be a betting show. We're gonna go through the lines. I'm on the UFC site. I'm going to give the UFC lines. And Showtime, I believe that you're on another betting website, so you're going to give the numbers that you're getting from that site, and we're just going to kind of go through the main card and maybe pick out a fight or two in a parlay, whatever kind of parlay that you might want to do near the end of the. Basically, what I'm going to ask from you is go through the main card, and then we're going to do maybe a parlay that you feel like you would, want to lay down. And again, this is a betting show. Everybody just bet responsibly. Okay, we've gone through the disclaimer. Okay, Showtime. So we are going to be going through UFC Nashville. It is coming up this weekend on Saturday, as you did mention. Of course, the main event, Cub Swanson versus Artem, the Russian Hammer, Lobov. And in the numbers that I have here, Showtime, I've got Swanson at a minus 650 versus Lobov at coming back at us at a plus 475. Are the numbers different on your site?
Yeah, they're a little bit different. I have Swanson at a minus 700 with Lobov coming back at plus 500. So a lot of times they're just off just a little bit like that. Not too much, but off just a little on certain fights.
And of course, Showtime. Let's for the uninitiated. Let's go with and explain what it means for Swanson to be a minus 700, or as I'm saying on the UFC site, a minus 650, as opposed to Lobov being a plus 475. Can you explain the difference?
Yeah.
Cub Swanson is the favorite.
Swanson is minus 700 and Lobov plus 500 dog. So I would think that, you know, I basically went back and watched some tape on both guys. I was just trying to think about the pretty. I think I like Swanson for his all around game, but plus 500. I think some guys drop a little pinch on that with Lobov with his My money still has to be with Cub, though. I just think he's a better all-around fighter.
Well, so basically what you're saying is that, you know, betting on Cub probably wouldn't be in your parlay unless you've put a bunch of dogs in there with that parlay, right? Because the smart money is kind of on Lobov, right? Because it's not costing you as much to lay down on Lobov.
Exactly. Because with him being a minus 700, I mean, you're not going to really get your return. I mean, if you're dropping a huge amount of money, then, you know, it may make sense to you. But that fight really is one that I may not even, it might not be in my best interest to even mess with it, to be honest.
So if you did have to lay a bet, you are going to go with Cub Swanson, Cubby Sampson. Maybe just explain why you're going to go with Cub Swanson. Is it because of the experience factor that you're going to go with Cub? And that, even though the number is high, you just feel like the experience is going to be on your favor?
Yeah, the experience, and basically Cub is a total mixed martial artist. You know, if it goes to the ground, he's good. Or if it stays on the feet, he's good. You know, as far as I like, Lobov has a puncher's chance. Basically, you know, his skill set, but I don't think he want to go to the ground with Cub. I don't think he want to, you know, I don't think he wants to go roll around. I think Lobov wants to keep it standing up and, you know, try to catch him. He's a good counterpuncher, too, sort of like his buddy Conor McGregor. You know, he has that.
So let's go ahead, Showtime, and let's move on to the light heavyweight belt. Of course, we've got Ally Quinta raging now against Diego Sanchez. I will not say I refuse to say the nickname that he's given himself, because, of course, that is owned by Anthony Smith, our boy. So, Iaquinta is coming at us at a minus 385 and Sanchez at a plus 320. So, by the numbers, this fight seems a little bit closer in the betting world, correct?
Yeah, exactly, because the fight that I'm on is pretty close. It's minus 380 and plus 315, which...
Okay.
Those lines are pretty good, because I look at Al, he's just basically just being a younger, stronger fighter. You know, he's had a little layoff. I don't see Diego being able to take that strength and power, even though we know Diego is a warrior. You know, he'll still sit there and take a lot of punishment, but I just think it'll be a way of he'll probably get finished at some point in this fight.
Okay, so you think that the minus 385 is a good bet for Ally Quinta?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much, I mean, you know, anything can happen in MMA, anything can happen. It's about right, because, I mean, you have to give a guy like Diego with Ally Quinta is a pretty good bet. I'm thinking that's where I would drop my money. Don't let you bet the over on a fight. You know, the thing I'm looking at is basically the over is 2.5 and 40, or under 2.5 rounds at a plus 120. So that's basically letting you know that Diego is a tough chance, and this may be a decision.
Iaquinta being a good safe bet. And then you started to go into the over-under. So can you explain that? Can you go into that again and then explain the over-under, please?
Yeah, I was saying the over on this fight is over 2.5 rounds. That's at a minus 140. And the under is 2.5 rounds at plus 120. A lot of the casinos, basically in Vegas, you can't bet the over and under. They basically just have they give you the odds, and you can just basically bet on who's going to win the fight. But a lot of the online betting sites will give you the over and the under on this fight. I just think it'll be a fight that Al probably will finish, you know, inside the distance. It may be a third round finish, you know, or it may go the distance. It may be just a fight where he basically pounds Diego, because we know Diego is tough and, you know, it's hard to get him out of there. But I think that 380, that minus 380 is a pretty safe bet with Al.
Okay, so let me ask you a quick question, because on Monday, Diego Sanchez was on Ariel's show, and he was saying that he had had some kind of issues with his heart, and he kind of attributed it to, you know, why he was getting his new nickname. But, you know, if you've got 7 days of chest pain, that can't be a good thing. I mean, even though you go into the hospital and get an EKG, I kind of have concerns. And I would, if I was betting this fight, I would have concerns about Diego. Is that something that bettors take into account? Because that seems like a major thing to take into consideration if you were going to bet Diego.
Yeah, exactly, and that's interesting that you say that. I didn't listen to that. Was on his podcast this week, on Ariel's podcast.
Correct, on the Fortnite. Yeah,
interesting. That, you know, a little bit of information like that may make me just throw a little bit of money on the under that it might not last 2.5 rounds then, because we don't know what kind of week he had, especially if that was recently, you know, him dealing with that.
Yeah, he said that it was at the beginning of his camp, and he said he didn't have any pain after that. But it was kind of concerning for me, because, and I mentioned this on yesterday's show, that I don't know, man, if you've got pains in your chest and pain running all the way down one of your arms, that can't be a good sign. You know what I mean? And maybe he did overwork himself, and, you know, when he was getting back into camp, and that's maybe why he spent 7 days with chest pains. I don't know. And maybe it was because of the story that he told, that he met God and prayed to God and God gave him a miracle and fixed his heart. I don't know, man, but that, it just threw up a little, a couple of caution signs when, if I were to bet on Diego, I wouldn't bet on him now just because of that story. And like you said, maybe we go with the under, right, Showtime? If we hear this, maybe that's a good thing. Safe money might be on the under.
Yeah, because my thing was, I felt that Al would beat him and probably, you know, pound him for 3 rounds anyway. But that little bit of information may, you know, he may finish him under that. You know, because like a guy like Diego is so tough. I mean, you'll have to take him out on his shield, man. That's the only scary thing about a fighter like that. Sometimes fighters like that don't know when to quit, you know?
Absolutely. I agree with you. Okay, so let's move on to Ovince St. Preux versus Marcos Rogério de Lima. Okay, and the odds on this fight is on my site. Our Ovince St. Preux is at a -156 versus a +136 on the comeback for De Lima. What's your site saying?
Pretty much the same, -155, +135, which, you know, pretty good odds. I think, you know, De Lima didn't make weight. So I was listening to that earlier today when they were saying that he didn't make weight. I know he was going to have to forfeit a portion of his purse, which was kind of interesting. Tennessee is one of the states with all that money will go to Ovince. None of it will go to the commission.
Right.
You know, if that was out in Nevada or other places, the commission would get a portion of that. Yeah, and I'm like, why, you know, the freaking commission getting enough money as it is? Why are they getting, I mean, that should all go to the fighter. So I'll have to do my little research and see how much of that. I don't even know what De Lima makes per fight, to be honest. So, but I know Ovince will get a portion of that for him coming in 5 pounds overweight. But I think this is a big fight for Ovince. He's fighting at home.
5 pounds.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. De Lima came in 5 pounds
did he
over.
Even try to make
I was actually watching. You know what? It must have been tough, and he must have just quit, because initially they were still wondering if this fight was going to go on. I was actually looking when I was out walking. I was actually watching the weigh-ins on Junkie this morning. And, you know, that was one of the big things, when, you know, was the fight still going to go on? And somebody, you know, said that the fight was still going to go on. He just was going to have to forfeit a portion of his purse. So I think this is a big fight for Ovince, though. You know, last time he fought in Tennessee, which, you know, he played college football here in the state, he didn't do real good.
Right.
you know, he ended up losing to Glover Teixeira. So I think this was a situation with him not headlining the card. He was able to sneak in a little bit under the radar. Probably didn't have to do as much press. And his last fight didn't go the way he wanted it to go. So I see Vince probably finding a way to win this fight. Which, you know, it's kind of dangerous because the Brazilian guy is still, you know, pretty dangerous guy. But with him not making that weight cut, I don't know, you know, what his condition is, you know, is going to be like tomorrow.
Okay, so it turns out that De Lima is giving up 30% of his purse because he is a repeat offender. Now, Showtime, what does something like this do to the odds? You know what I mean? Like, somebody not making weight, does that really mess up the odds? Because, I mean, if someone didn't make weight, that wouldn't make me want to take him in the fight, you know what I mean? Or maybe it would want me to make me want to take him in the fight, even though he's given up a lot of his purse. Maybe I take him because he's going to be more rehydrated or the bigger fighter on the night. What does that do to the odds?
If you give me a second, I can tell you because, hold on, you give me a second, I most definitely can tell you how the odds, this may not have changed, you know, per se because of that, but hold on.
Sure.
On 420, the odds were
yesterday.
Ovince minus 160 was what the odds was yesterday. So actually, it might have swing. Oh, hold on,
kind of evened out the odds. I mean, 160.
Yeah,
only,
yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, it really didn't matter too much. So I guess with the odds making, that didn't really move the line too much with him not making weight. But you're right; he could be more hydrated.
Yeah. Could be, but the odds makers are still taking St. Preux in this fight, even though De Lima missed weight. That's interesting to note because I don't know, man. That would kind of throw my, you know, my way of thinking a little bit in a different direction. If I were a better, I don't know. I might take De Lima on this one just because, you know, more hydration, bigger fighter. I don't know. It's one of those interesting things with betting. All right, so let's go ahead, unless you got something more to say about that fight. Do you have anything to say about that fight?
No, I mean, that's just a fight that's on the card. It's really not necessarily a very, you know, exciting fight. I just know this is a big fight for Ovince. If you want to, you know, stay relevant in this 205 division, he needs to win this fight, basically. That's pretty much what it boils down to.
I agree with that sentiment 100%. I think this is a very important fight for Ovince, especially being at number 8 in the light heavyweight division, of course. And we know that this division is kind of skint as it is already. But I mean, there was a new fight announced. I guess we're going to get John Jones versus DC 2. Sorry, DC versus John Jones 2. Is that how we have to say it? Because DC is the champ. So that's very exciting for that division. But let's move on to the next fight on the card. Of course, we're going into the men's Batman weight division. Of course, shout out to our boy Danny from Automatic 253 and the Noob Minute. I missed the Noob Minute. I tell you what now. So here we go. We've got Dotson and a minus 470. That's what I have them on the odds on the UFC site. And again, guys, I'm using the UFC site. Showtime is using his own site that he uses to gamble on most often. And we've got Wineland coming back on the comeback at plus 370. So Showtime, are those numbers the same or are they kind of different for you?
They're a little bit different. Oh, and this site is 5x too. I think I was rude and didn't say what fight it was, but it's a 5x
sure.
This fight. Dotson minus 485, Wineland plus 385. This is the fight that I really, 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 really wanted to talk about. I don't know if you watch Wineland, but man, this guy is a very, very, you know, he's the former champ, you know, before. At what was it, WEC?
Yep.
Was he was the champ over there?
WEC.
So this is gonna be an exciting fight because Wineland is, you know, a very powerful guy. If you watch him fight, he one thing about his style, he holds his hands real low. You know, he fights with his hands real low. You know, he throws a lot of power punches. But I think the type of fighter that gives him problem will be a quick guy like Dotson that can jet in and out, you know, that can take him down, you know, that Dotson has, you know, hard, basically quick hands. And I have a new respect for this guy for taking Lineker, which some people thought he beat Lineker. You know, that was a very, very good fight. So I think this may be one of the most exciting fights on the card, man.
Oh, I agree. You know, with you. I mean, you don't have to convince me that the lighter weight fighters are going to be very exciting. And of course, look at the height difference. Lineker has a 4-inch height advantage, okay, and a three-inch reach advantage. Whew, man, if you look at the weigh-in pictures, I mean, Wineland looks like a much bigger guy. But like you just said, Showtime, that speed of Dotson might come in and to factor into this fight, correct?
Exactly. So the sometime when you fighting a guy that has that type of speed, and then again, like I said, with Wineland, with that stance where he holds his arms real low. I actually watched, I think I watched, maybe watched about three of Wineland's fights, because I really just wanted to kind of get a better gauge on this, which Wineland has that power. He has knockout power. So he's another guy, you know, that has that puncher's chance. You know, if you like going, you know, going with, you know, hard punches, you know, plus 385. I mean, personally, I think Dotson will win this fight, but, you know, dropping money on a guy like Wineland, it's not necessarily a dumb bet, because all he has to do is catch him one time and he can drop him. You know, if you've seen Wineland fight, he can stop. He can basically make you have you stiff like a plank, you know, just off one punch.
Indeed. I agree. Okay, so if I had gun to the head, what's your bet on this one?
Gun to the head, Dotson. Dotson by decision.
Okay.
All right. So now let me give you this.
Yeah, go ahead. Please give us this.
But I'm gonna throw this little tidbit in, with me saying that the over on this, as far as this fight going over 2.5 rounds, is plus 180, and the under 2.5 rounds is minus 220. So it basically feel like this fight won't go three rounds, you know. So that it's going to be interesting.
So that's exactly. No, please continue your thought.
You know what? I think I'm going to give a prediction in this fight. I think
go for it.
That I think Dotson will find a way with that speed and quickness to take Wineland back and choke him out. I think that's how it's going to go. Oh, that's a good one. that's a hard one. That's a hard one. I mean, I'm just trying to. Yeah, you put me on the spot with that one, man. You know, I think Wineland's best way to win this fight.
It's a betting show, so I gotta press you. You know.
Oh yeah, yeah. You must definitely have to press me, but again, like I said, again at minus 485, that's. Pretty much, man, all the main event fights are, with me personally, the bets that I'm going to make are not going to be on the main event. They're going to be on the undercards, because the lines are a little bit closer, you know, and you can make some money on those lines, you know.
Let's save that for a second, okay? Let's finish off this main card. And then we'll get into some of the spotlight fights that you think might pay off a little bit better. So that's a good way. We'll transition from here. You got Dotson in this one. Maybe you're going to take the over, or you're going to take the under. We're not sure, but you got Dotson as a safe money. Okay. So let's go on to the lightweight bout. Of course, we've got your boy, J-Lo, Joe Lozan, coming in against – Braveheart, Stevie Ray. Now, of course, Lozon is on my site is coming at a plus 155, and Ray is coming on the comeback at minus 180. How's Five Dimes looking on this?
Minus 185, Stevie Ray, plus 160, Joe Lozon. Now these are the odds that I like, where where you can make some money with odds with a good fight where taking a dog like Lozon to me is at plus 160 is that's smart money at that. This is a fight that he can make it get grimy and he can win this fight. So I like the odds better on this fight.
Okay, so this is a safe bet. So this is one of these fights that is not on the undercard, that is on the main card, that you think is good, is a good money, bet, of course. And you're going with Joe Lozon, I assume, because not only he's the dog, but he has the experience. Yes?
Correct. I'm going with Joe Low, as I call him.
Joe Low. Okay. I get that. I'm down with that. So, I mean, Stevie Ray is pretty experienced, and I kind of pointed this out last night, but it's definitely that Joe Low has more experience in the UFC, right? I mean, he's by far the performance of the night winner. I mean, he's got all the bonuses. He's keeping all that money to himself. So, again, even though he's the dog, you feel that's the safe money. And is there an over-under on this, Showtime?
Yeah. Yes, the over is over 2.5 minus 150. Under 2.5 is plus 130. So, this will probably be a decision fight. Now, I'm not going to take nothing away from Stevie Ray because I actually watched his fight against Ross Pearson last night, man, and he put a good one on Ross. So, I mean, Stevie Ray is a stud. You know, I'm not taking anything from him, but I just think a guy like Joe Lozon will just find a way to make this fight ugly and, find a way to grind it out and win. I think that'll be a little play that I would put in a little parlay, if you want to take a little dog. Joe most definitely is a good live dog.
Okay, so let's move on to the last fight on the main card, okay? And then what I want to do is I want to get your undercard bets that you think are safe money, and then I want to get you to do a parlay. So let's move into Jake Ellenberger, the juggernaut, of course, against Face Tattoo, Mike Perry, who is, of course, called Platinum. Now, Ellenberger is coming at, on the UFC site, Ellenberger is a plus 125, and the comeback, of course, on Perry is a minus 145. Am I using that term correctly? If the Perry is the favorite, because he's minus, so he's the favorite, correct? Am I using that term, the comeback, correctly?
Yeah, anytime, yeah, you're plus and minus. Yeah, mine is okay. Jake, who is the dog, plus 120, and Perry, minus 140.
Right. Okay, so that's Five Dimes. That's what Five Dimes is at. So why don't you go ahead and give us a breakdown here of the Juggernaut versus Face Tattoo.
Oh, man. I just think, Mike, this is going to be a tough fight for Jake Ellenberger, I think, man. I love Jake. Guy been around a long time. Class act. I just think that Mike Perry learned a lot in that last fight against Alan Jobun. And I think he learned as far as being wild and trying to hunt a guy down, sometimes, you'll get chopped down in the process. And I think he probably went back to the drawing board a little bit. And he'll be a little bit more strategic. But that being said, a guy like Jake Ellenberger has one of those old chins, man. And this guy punches hard. I think it'll be in by knockout. I think Mike could knock Jake out. I don't think this fight will go two rounds.
Okay.
That's what I was just looking at over here. They on here they have the over 1.5 is plus 100. and the under 1.5 is -120. So they too are saying that they don't think this fight gonna go two rounds. I think it'll be a knockout.
Right.
You know, I think he'll hurt him. Mike will probably hit Jake and hurt him, and then you know he'll probably finish him.
All right. Yeah, I was gonna ask you for the over under, but we already got that. And you think it's gonna go? You think it's gonna go under, or are you gonna take the over?
Yeah. Nah, I'm going under on that. It'll be under. I think it'll be under 1.5. I think this fight may get finished in the first round.
Wow.
Yeah, this fight not going to go too long. That's where we're going. We talking about a young bull going against an old warrior with a lot of pelts on the wall, but that chin has been tested over and over again. And I think these type of fighters are the type of fighters that are kryptonite for Ellenberg, you know, for Ellenberger's style.
Yeah.
A guy that can hit him and basically he can hit him and clip him. You know, once that old chin gets so much damage, you don't have to take a solid hit. You can just basically get clipped and the fight is over.
This
is one of my parlay picks.
All right, keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself. Let's kick it into parlays later.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I said basically the same thing that you said last night. I said that, you know, Jake is going to be susceptible to the power of Perry, but I don't know. I mean, he is an up and comer. Let's be honest, and he's probably been in a lot of scraps. But I my money is on Ellenberger, even though Perry is the up and comer. I at 9-1 and Jake's 31-12. I got to think that the experience, like we've been talking about earlier on in the fight card, may have to pay off for him. But you know what? Like you said, puncher's chance, brother. Anybody's got it. Okay,
yeah.
So let's move on to the undercard a bit in here. And I'm not going to go through everything. I just wanted you to pick out some fights that you might think on the undercard that you think might pay off. Because, I mean, I could go through the whole thing and get you to break them down, but, you know, we'd be here all night. So maybe if you go into the undercard and just give us some of the spotlight fight of the night that you might have, and then we'll go into your parlay.
This next fight is actually going to be a good fight. I was going to spotlight Sam Alvey versus Talis Latest. I think this is going to be a good fight.
Let's give the odds real quick. Showtime, sorry to cut you off. What you got on Five Dimes?
That's fine. That's fine. Five Dimes has Sam Alvey +110 dog, Talis Latest -130 favorite.
Okay, so we've got on the UFC site, we're at -125 for Latest, and Alvey's coming back at a +105. Please go ahead.
Yes, and this, what is it? The over 2.5 is -200, and the under 2.5 is +170. So, you know, this may be a decision type fight. On my end, I think the way for Talis Latest to win this fight is he would have to submit Sam Alvey or, you know, lay on top of him the whole fight, which I went back and watched a couple of Sam's fights. Sam is kind of awkward a little bit. He's a whole lot harder to take down than you probably would think just looking at him, you know. You look at him, hell, he don't really look like a very tough guy. But Sam Alvey can crack, man. And I think, when you can crack like that and you kind of awkward, I think him at +110 is a good dog as well.
Okay, that's good to know. So you're going to take Sam at the dog on this fight. And are you going to go decision? Are you going to go with the over?
You know what? Over. I think this would be an over. I think Sam over 2.5. I think it'll be a decision. I think Sam will find a way just to basically box him and stay away from him and stuff the takedowns and kind of just pummel him for 3 rounds, you know, just stay away from him and pop him and, you know, stuff the takedowns.
Right.
And you know, it may be a situation where Tallis may get him down, but I don't know. Because like, at first I was thinking, okay, Tallis is going to put him to the ground and is going to, you know, choke Sam out. That's what I was thinking at first until I actually watched a couple fights and kind of saw, you know, Sam is a little bit harder to take down than you would think, because I thought he probably would, you know, would be easier to get down on the ground. And after I watched a couple of his fights, he really not. He's a little bit harder than what you would think.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to take Alvey on the under on this one, to be honest with you. I know I don't bet very often, but I think mm-hmm. that Alvey can get it done, and he can get it done on the under. Okay, so let's move on to okay. another quick fight. You got another quick spotlight fight of the night here that you think we should pay attention to, that the odds are yeah. looking favorable for us?
You know what? Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, I got three fights. I'll make it real quick, but I just want
sure.
to make mention of
do it.
One, I've noticed that the Hector Sandoval fight, Matt Snell, the
yep.
Sandoval
yep.
is a +105. I think that +105, and Matt Snell is a -125 favorite, and I really just don't see it like that, to be honest. And
right.
I wanted to make mention of the ladies fight. I didn't want to get out of here without talking about the ladies, the fight that going to be a very interesting fight. This a fight. Well, Danielle Taylor and Jessica Penney. Yeah. Danielle Taylor and Jessica Penney. Penney. Yeah. Cause I sat there and watched Danielle Taylor's fight. I think with her little style, with the bouncing in and out, real very quick hands. She's a little short and thick, so she's her balance is real good. She's kind of hard to take down. I think this gonna give Penei some. I think it'll give her trouble with this fight. I think this
right.
is a fight that Taylor can win if she can basically stay off the ground, because you know that's where Jessica want to take this fight, to the ground. And I just think Danielle is quick enough with her little. I think I watched two or three of her fights last night, and she is quick. And this little chick can crack too. And I saw how one of the Brazilians beat Jessica up, basically just beat her up real bad. Not saying that Danielle Taylor is like, you know, is like one of those the Brazilian girls, but she's short, stocky, and fast. You know, that's pretty much how they are as well. So I think that this is a fight which will probably be an interesting fight. Danielle is a -105, and Jessica is -115. So, you know, a lot of people say Jessica will win this fight because she has a lot more experience. You know, that's where some people
right.
won. But with me breaking it down, I just think this will be an exciting fight. I think this is one of those fights, if you want to see, you know, kind of drastic styles fight, this will be an interesting fight. And it's actually a big fight for Jessica too, because if she loses this fight, you know, she flies farther down the rankings in this fight.
Indeed, and that would be unfortunate because she's hashtag cue
yeah.
the music. I've got Penny at a -123, and I've got Taylor coming back at a +103 on the UFC site. Is there an over under
okay.
that you see on Five Dimes on this fight, or is that not? Is this too little? You know, a too low of fight for that?
No. It's an over and under. The over 2.5 is -345, and the under 2.5 is +285. So basically, they thinking it's going to be a decision with that. You know,
right.
pretty much the people that set these lines. So they think it'll be a decision. Because you know what? With the women's fight, you don't see a lot of knockouts. I mean, you see some, but you really see a lot of decisions, you know, with women MMA. Unless somebody getting choked out, you don't just see a lot of people just get knocked out.
All right, so let's transition showtime, and we'll try to end the show here. But let's transition to your parlay for hashtag UFC Nashville. What do you think is a good parlay to go with here, Showtime, and the floor is yours?
I'll just throw something out because I have my phone in my hand, so I'll just throw a little 3 or 14 parlay out here just to kind of give people some
14
more
parlay. Okay.
Yeah, you know, a little 14.
We're going with a 4-teamer.
Yeah, a little 4-teamer.
All right.
Just say, for instance, if you want to play Ovince St. Preux, Joe Lauzon, Mike Perry, Sam Alvey, and
that's four already. You going with five or
four? Okay. Well, I'll do four. Yeah, Dotson,
okay.
Lauzon,
so
Perry, and Alvey.
You changed what you said there because when you firstly you said Ovince, Lauzon, Perry, and Alvey. So, did you want to change that to something else?
Hold on 1 second. My phone blinked out on me. Hold
okay.
On.
Take your time. It's all good. I just want to get this right.
Yeah, you know how these sites go. If you sit there idle, you have to log in again. If you just sit there and don't move for some reason, it'll make
I
you.
See.
Okay,
I
I'm
see.
Back on it now. Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah, St. Preux, Dotson,
okay.
Lauzon, Perry.
Okay,
that's
Perry.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going
to
go with four-teamer, Ovince,
yep.
Dotson, Lauzon, and Perry. And explain why, please.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to go with this parlay, I'm going to give you some numbers. You got, you know, -155 St. Preux, -485 Dotson, +160 Lauzon, -140 Mike Perry. You could drop $25 on that little parlay, and it would pay off at $196. You know, just a little small parlay. Not saying that this one that I'm going to bet like that, but that's not, you know, this is a winnable parlay right here. You know, drop $25, bet, you know, $196. You know, if you're a bigger guy, if you want to drop, you know, $100 on that, $100 pays off at $784.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, so that's a nice little parlay. That's nice, man. That's not bad at all. Okay, so let's if you were to take a four teamer like that, and maybe you were going to play an extra one. What's an extra one that you would tag onto that? I don't know if that makes any sense. You know. Okay. Let's rewind a bit. So the payout. Mm-hmm. If you're betting 25 and it pays out whatever, so that means that you make what? So break that down for Showtime. If you bet 25 and you're going to make 100 and something, so then you make what?
Yeah, 25 and it pay out at 192. So basically you've made what, 100 and
so 192 subtract the 25 that you bet, so that's the money that you make.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So you made $167 bucks basically, you know, off a $25 bet. So.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, that sounds good to me.
I mean, it's actually some good, you know, really good fights on here. You can throw your little parlays in on, you know, just depending on how you like to bet, you know. Sometimes
okay.
I'll get
well,
crazy.
Give us another example.
Bet, like,
give us an example of you getting crazy.
Yeah, with you know, if I just want to get crazy on a little, just say a little dog parlay, you know, you may take a guy like your guy Ellenberger. You know, you would take, say, an Ellenberger, an Alvey. Who else is a pretty good dog on here? You know, a guy like Hector Sandoval, just basically just all dogs, you know, just a And a guy like Brandon Marino.
So Sandoval, I got him into the plus 100. What do you got? What do you got Sandoval coming at you at five dimes?
At a plus 105.
Okay, so you're both the same. And what was the next one you said? Marino.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, Marino.
Marino.
Of course, Marino.
All right. I've got Marino. I've got Marino coming back at us here. Go ahead.
You got him at plus. I got him at plus 125. I don't know what you have him at.
Yeah, I got him at plus 132. So yeah, I mean, yeah, that seems like a good bet there too, right? I mean, if you wanted to do a dog parlay, that's good. Yeah, that's not bad at all. Okay, Showtime.
Now look at now.
So let's go ahead. Go ahead.
Now I was gonna say the difference in the payout on it. This is a dog parlay. You bet 25, you could win 504.74. So that's where those numbers come at if you have in the pluses and the minuses. You know, when you have the pluses, you know that payout is gonna be better. You know,
right?
Bet 25, win 504. And some guys just throw flyers out like that, you know, just throw this little parlay out, $25, you know, but it's a dog parlay because, you know, you might not win it, but, you know, but if you do, it's not a bad payout.
524.
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay, Showtime, I thank you very much for giving us some time to talk about this card, hashtag UFC Nashville. I'm just going to go ahead and play some music in the background here while we get out of here. Right?
Nice.
You feel me?
Nice.
Right.
Parlay, give me one more chance.
right on. All right, Showtime. Well, again, thank you very much for giving us your infinite wisdom on the betting game. And of course, as I said earlier on, bet responsibly, everybody. These are just the Showtime's best picks. That's right, Showtime. So you see the money, you see the advantage in picking these. And you're just giving your best knowledge. You're spitting your best knowledge here, right?
Exactly. It's just, you know, just for fun, man. Bet responsibly. Don't bet anything you don't have. You know, if you got a couple of dollars you want to mess around with, you know, don't be scared to try it. But know your limits.
Don't be scared, homie. All right, Showtime. Well, let's get you out of here on this. What, if anything, if we wanted to go with one safe bet, gun to the head, put all the marbles, bet the farm on this card, what are you going with? One fight.
If I had to go with one safe bet, it's kind of crazy. One safe bet on here would be Scott Holtzman. It would be where I would put my money in if I had to go with a fight. And we haven't even talked about that. That's who I would go
Scott
with.
Scott Holtzman,
yeah. He's Scott not even Holtzman. On the main card.
All
but that's
right.
It. Yep.
So, again, and he's, of course, he's fighting Scott Holtzman, hot sauce. It's fighting Michael McBride, and of course, odds on that. Holtzman, minus 340. McBride coming back at plus 280. All right, Showtime, thank you very much.
Yep.
I appreciate your time. Thank you for running this experiment with me. I hope that everybody out there loves it. And we'll go ahead and get you to sign out. Whatever you got to say, anything you want to say, Showtime, the floor is yours.
Thank you, man. Hey, man, we're getting off right now. Just at the right time, man, to watch the
top two fights of Bellator. So everybody, drink, be safe.
I think we just lost Showtime. I think he said, drink, bet responsibly, drink responsibly, go watch Bellator. I want to thank you all for tuning in to this special edition of Amp Radio. Of course, we call this one Hold the Line. Maybe it'll be Showtime. Maybe we'll do it with Gorgeous George Garcia in the future. Maybe this will be a little special edition. We're just giving you a little extra content. We love you all. We're trying to give you the best thing that we can give you. Sorry, I was just getting in a little biggie there. Anyways, stay tuned for This Week in MMA coming up on Sunday. Peace out, everybody. Love you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. And just like that,
hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Woo! Showtime. Geronimo!